What is the etheric body? Learn why our etheric body is essential to life. The etheric body is an unseen body that we all have. Read what the etheric body is, and additionally, how it helps us to cross over to the other side of death. If you've been redirected from our post, The Naked Truth About the Subtle Bodies, we have a new certification course on how to view the aura coming January 2022. If you wish to find out about this course, you'll be notified if you sign up for our newsletter to get the exact launch date. The etheric body is the first of the subtle bodies. Principally, the etheric body, pronounced ether, is the subtle body closest to the physical body. It's the first of the seven subtle bodies starting from the bottom. Perhaps you're interested in viewing and understanding the human aura. If so, the etheric body is crucial to know about as it impacts much of how we operate on a physical level. Additionally, you'll learn that the etheric body leaves our physical body at death. At that time, our consciousness moves into the astral body and then makes the transition to the plane of spirits, also known as heaven or Summerland. Hierarchy of energy. All things on earth vibrate with energy. Thus, each subtle body vibrates correspondingly. Consequently, each body vibrates at a slightly faster vibration than the one before it. Consequently, the etheric body vibrates faster than the physical body, and the emotional body is faster than the etheric body, etc. What exactly are subtle bodies? Subtle bodies are layers of energy vibrating at sequential frequencies. Although these layers interpenetrate one another, each one is distinct from the others due to its specific vibrational frequency. Definition of the etheric body. The etheric body, ether body, and ether body are names given by Theosophy explaining a vital body, better known as a subtle body. In esoteric philosophies, it's the first or lowest layer in the human energy field aura. It's always in immediate contact with the physical body to sustain it and connect it with the higher subtle bodies. Notably, the etheric body is only one of the seven subtle bodies we all have. Yet, it's the foundation for the other six energy bodies. More notably, the etheric body serves many vital functions, one of which is to hold the chakras. When I teach psychic and mediumship classes, somewhere in the introduction, I ask the question, "Are you aware that you have several bodies?" This question immediately grabs everyone's attention. As mentioned, amazingly, humans indeed possess more than just a physical body. Instead, there are other bodies called subtle bodies that are interactively linked to corresponding planes of existence. These subtle body layers of energy interpenetrate one another to comprise our total energy system. The subtle bodies are a natural part of our being. With this in mind, think of your subtle bodies as various layers of vibrating energy. Adding to this, the layers make up the totality of the human energy system. Correspondingly, along with your chakra system, your subtle bodies and additional energy points create an interconnected field of energy that permeates and surrounds the physical body. This energy field creates the human aura. Be grateful for the chakras. To further explain, each of your subtle bodies interpenetrates the physical body connected to a whirling energy point called a chakra. The chakras direct the energy throughout your physical body via a meridian system, much like the circulation system for our blood. Indeed, without these ever-spinning vortexes of energy, we humans would essentially be two-dimensional and live a minimal existence. Back to the etheric body. Significantly, the first of the subtle bodies is the etheric body. Notably, etheric comes from the word ether, which means the state between energy and matter. In particular, the etheric body is considered a vehicle for prana, life force energy absorbed from the sun's rays, which keeps us alive. The etheric body is composed of tiny energy lines likened to a sparkling web of light beams. These beams are similar to the lines on a TV screen. The web-like structure of the etheric body is in continual motion. Those trained to view the etheric body with their physical eyes can see sparkles of bluish light moving along its energy lines. Everything that exists has an etheric counterpart. Everything that exists in our earthly dimensional plane has its own subtle corresponding etheric body counterpart. With this in mind, envision the human etheric body as a constant vibrating web of energy from which our energetic blueprint forms. It vibrates at a slightly higher frequency than the physical body. Therefore, it's not ordinarily perceived by the physical eyes. However, there are exceptions, which you'll read about below. Of vital importance, this subtle body, which carries our strength, is ultimately essential for our well-being. But, more interestingly, when impacted by shock, trauma, and extensive drug use as well as unresolved issues, the etheric body thus becomes damaged, and so do our levels of vitality. Is the etheric body actually the astral body? According to some, the astral body is an energetic body closely associated with the etheric body. Some individuals even claim that the astral body is the etheric body. However, this is not the case. I can see why this might happen. The etheric and astral bodies play a huge part in how we leave our physical body at death, and make the transition to the plane of spirits. Just know that the etheric body stands on its own, and is the base subtle body of the seven subtle bodies. The discovery of the etheric body. No one had ever heard of the etheric body until C.W. Leadbeater, early theosophist, see below, claimed to have discovered it through his clairvoyant powers sometime around the early 1900s. Leadbeater and Annie Besant then altered the existing description and definition of the astral body to fit the newly discovered etheric body into the details of man's inner constitution. More specifically, at the same time, they altered the definition and details of all the other human components, resulting in terrible confusion for many individuals studying the human aura ever since. The early theosophists. Theosophists Arthur E. Powell, C.W. Leadbeater, Annie Besant, and other metaphysicians call the etheric body various names. The most common is the etheric double, etheric template, and the vital body. These early theosophists proposed that the subtle body is less dense than the physical body, vibrating at a much faster rate of frequency. And that the subtle body is less dense than the physical body, vibrating at a much faster rate of frequency. As mentioned previously, the etheric subtle body serves as the blueprint for the physical body, meaning it provides the physical form and framework for our physical body. The etheric body occupies the same space. By occupying the same space as the physical body, the etheric body is separated from the physical body by its faster vibratory frequency, as are all the subtle bodies. Again, the etheric body is the only subtle body viewable with the physical eyes. As seen, the etheric body radiates whitish blue energy that appears as a tiny pulsating spike of energy surrounding the human form by those trained in viewing the aura, such as clairvoyants and energy healers. The energy spikes flare out and just as quickly contract as individuals undergo various emotions. How some people see the etheric body. In particular, some people can naturally see the etheric body aura around a physical body. Individuals that can see this faint aura aren't aware they see something unusual. To them, it's so natural. They may think that everyone can see it. Markedly, through Curlian photography, see bottom, the etheric body is made evident. The etheric body's field extends outwards from 1/4 inch to 1 inch beyond the skin's surface. It's estimated that the etheric body pulsates at about 15 to 20 cycles per minute. And, as mentioned, this radiant energy increases and decreases in size, and when observed, will periodically flare outwards in response to continual changes in thoughts and emotions. The etheric body contains two parts. 1. Firstly, the primary part is the etheric double. This double is an exact duplicate of our human body right down to the atoms, cells, tissues, muscles, and organs. Think of the etheric body as a photographic negative. Additionally, the first part of the etheric body also contains our chakras and countless energy channels called meridians. 2. Secondly, the aura is the next part of the etheric body. It's an egg-shaped electromagnetic field of luminous waves which surrounds us. Every person has an aura. Comprised of moving colors, the aura extends out roughly 3 feet from the physical body. The colors of the aura are in constant flux and are continually shaped and reshaped by patterns of thought and feeling. It can reflect our personalities, lifestyles, and physical condition. Likewise, the aura contains past, present, and even future lifetime data. 3. Thirdly, find out more about how the aura provides this information in our Akashic Records course at Imagine Spirit. The phenomena of phantom limbs. Surprisingly, individuals who've lost a limb sometimes complain that they can feel pain at the extremities where the appendage once existed. This phenomenon occurs because the etheric part of the appendage stays with the physical body. And, under certain conditions of stimulus, people claim that feeling sensations happen where the missing limb once was. The etheric body and reincarnation. Of primary note, the etheric body plays an integral part in determining the type of physical vehicle incarnating individuals decide to inhabit. At death, the etheric body separates from the physical body. And, like the physical body, it dies and decomposes in due course, releasing the soul to the astral body for the next stage of the soul's never-ending journey. Incredibly, a series of photo images taken by Harry Ward Carrington and John R. Meter and included in their book, Death, Its Causes and Phenomenon, 1912, clearly demonstrates this. In the first experiment of its kind, a woman granted the macabre permission to be photographed at death and in the hours afterward for the sake of science. The etheric body captured on images. Even more impressive, Carrington and Meter set up a camera and took successive images of the woman after her immediate passing. Incredibly, the images show a whitish substance leaving her physical body and hovering for several hours over the woman before entirely disappearing. In conclusion, the etheric body has been captured on photographic plates called Kirlian photography. It's the first subtle body contained within our auric field and is one step up from the physical body. Ultimately, the etheric body impacts our lives and allows us to exist through the functioning of the chakras. More importantly, this body moves us to the astral plane, some call heaven, upon death. Asterisk. Kirlian photography. A technique for capturing photographic images of corona discharges and hands, the auras of living things.